also in Canberra, the former Attorney General George Brandis has delivered his final speech to the Senate because, of course, he's preparing to head to London to become Australia's next High Commissioner to the United Kingdom. He announced that he was quitting politics in December. There had been more than a year of speculation. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has been listening to this valedictory and she joins me now. Alex, what parting words did the Senator have for his colleagues?
Linda, George Brandis' speech was at times funny and at times almost teary, especially as he thanked his fellow senators and his staff. He told the chamber he's had a fortunate political career, particularly touching on his work on national security. As he pointed out, many politicians end in defeat or disgrace, but he went out with the passing of the same-sex marriage legislation, and during that debate he gave one of the most powerful speeches in Parliament on the matter. He also highlighted the foreign interference legislation, so he's described the timing of his departure as exquisite.
By one of those remarkable coincidences with which politics is so replete, the two great pieces of law reform by which I had hoped to define my Attorney Generalship, achieving marriage equality and reforming our national security laws, two issues which could hardly be more different, converged in the final minutes of the parliamentary year.
Quite different indeed. Senator Brandis also said that he had one regret. What was that, Alex?
Well, the one bit of unfinished business he wishes he could have seen through is reforming the federal judiciary, particularly to help with family court matters. That's now left in the hands of the new Attorney General, Christian Porter. He also alluded to a few of the controversies that have dogged him at certain points in his career, including, of course, his public feud with the former Solicitor General, Justin Gleeson. He thanked Senator Ian McDonald for his role in that saga.
Mr. Gleeson may have been the polished Sydney silk and Senator Macdonald the knockabout North Queensland solicitor, but there was no doubt who had the forensic triumph that day. When, Ian, your cross-examination exposed Mr. Gleeson's secret conversations with the opposition, concealed from the government, his client, concerning matters to which an obligation of professional confidence plainly attached, that was the end of that.
George Brandis there. So, Alex, has he given any more details about his next steps?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, he'll be heading to the chillier weather in London to replace Alexander Downer. He's expecting it will be just as challenging as politics, and he mentioned Brexit and the opportunities that that may present for Australia. Yesterday, we know he gave his colleagues a bit of a pep talk in the coalition party room, saying they can win the next election if they're unified and focused. And he ended today in typical George Brandis style, quoting poetry.
I recall the words of W.B. Yeats. Think where man's glory most begins and ends, and say, my glory was I had such friends. And so now, as I close this, the longest chapter of my life, I leave as I arrived, an unapologetic, committed liberal, a little bloodied perhaps, but nevertheless unbowed. So farewell to you all. I thank you for the memories. I thank those who gave me the opportunity to make whatever contributions I've been able to make to Australia. And most of all, I thank all of those who have shared the journey with me.
Queensland Senator George Brandis there, heading off to London to become Australia's next High Commissioner to the UK. Our political reporter, Alexandra Beach.